Nearly forgotten in the frenzied election and presidential transition was a law that President Obama enacted with rare bipartisan support near the end of his term. The 21st Century Cures Act was supposed to modernize the Food and Drug Administration. FDA staff seemed ready to start making the changes. Then came a hiring freeze. For what might be going on, we turn to Seth Rothman, a partner at the law firm Hughes, Hubbard & Reed. Mr. Rothman, good to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. Happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your involvement in your legal career with FDA.
Well, I'm a litigation partner here at Hughes, Hubbard & Reed. We do a lot of work in the pharmaceutical sector, and we're very interested in how the FDA works and what it's doing.
Now, you have written in a Law 360 article that it looks like maybe there's a standstill going with all the transition issues and hiring freeze. What is required of the FDA to really implement this? Should they go full steam ahead in becoming the 21st Century Cures FDA?
Well, as you know, Tom, one of the things that the Act does is revamp the FDA approval process with the goal of getting new medicines and medical devices to patients more quickly. So the FDA has to undertake a large number of steps in order to implement these new processes. They need to promulgate regulations, and they need to issue guidance documents to industry to explain what it is they're doing.
That sounds like a five-year process.
Well, it's going to take some time, absolutely.
Now, we're waiting for confirmation for the president's pick to run FDA, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, but presumably because this did have bipartisan support, this is something that they would want to continue with as opposed to reversing some of the policies like we're seeing in Homeland Security and EPA.
Yes, that's correct, Tom. The current administration shows every sign of wanting to continue with the act. The president, when he was running for office, praised parts of the act. Dr. Gottlieb has praised the act. And of course, as you mentioned, it does enjoy broad bipartisan support.
So what should happen next? I mean, what are you seeing happening at this point? Is it at a standstill, or is there all steam ahead or somewhere in between with respect to the changes?
Well, there's a little bit of progress that's been made. But generally speaking, the implementation of the act has stalled due in part to some uncertainty that was created early on in the Trump administration. In his first month in office, President Trump took two presidential actions. One was the executive branch hiring freeze, and the other was the executive order that called for a look at the new regulations that were being promulgated, in that if you promulgated a new one, you had to look at two old ones for possible repeal. And those actions did not target the 21st Century Cures Act specifically. They don't even mention the act, but they have had an impact on the act's implementation.
Well, let's talk about the hiring freeze, because it's not layoffs. There was no riff at FDA. And if you switched commissioner, as we have done, then what's the holdup with respect to staff capability?
Well, it's not clear exactly how this is going to affect things. When the hiring freeze was first announced, there was a lot of concern. There was a lot of hand-wringing that this would prevent the FDA from hiring people that it needs to implement the act. Right now, the FDA has approximately 1,000 unfilled positions, more than 600 of which are in the Center for Drug and Evaluation and Research, which is the main part of the FDA that's approving new medicines. So in an attempt to address this deficit, the 21st Century Cures Act expanded on the commissioner's hiring authority. Under the act, the secretary can appoint people directly, and the commissioner can set their annual compensation. Now, along comes the 90-day hiring freeze on executive branch agency. And so there was a lot of concern that that might affect this new ability of the FDA to go out and look for medical, scientific, and technical people that they need to have to both fulfill their mission and implement the act.
So considering that safe drugs are construed as a public safety type of issue or public health issue, perhaps, as you point out in your article, there could be exceptions for the FDA given the national security or public health implications of what they do?
Exactly. It looks like the hiring freeze is not going to be as limiting on the FDA as initially was believed, because the president's memorandum allows the head of any executive department or agency to exempt from the freeze any positions that it deems necessary to meet public safety responsibilities. So in early February, the Acting Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services, Colleen Barros, issued a memorandum in which she went through and deemed various medical and scientific positions at FDA to be exempt from the freeze. So that means they can hire for those positions. And it's a long list of positions that includes doctors and scientists and biologists and toxicologists, all manner of people. Additionally, many of the FDA's medical people are members of the Public Health Service Commissioned Corps. And that's specifically exempted from the hiring freeze as a uniformed service of the United States. So they do have a lot of ability to hire people. Whether they can hire everybody they need remains to be seen. Hiring at FDA has always been a challenge.
So you have to pull the trigger and then hope the bullets come out, basically.
Yeah, well, the FDA can't just go out in the street and hire people.
Sure.
They need high-quality medical people, they need scientists, and they need folks with technical expertise. And those people traditionally are difficult to find, they're difficult to hire, and then once you do hire them, they tend to be difficult to retain.
We're speaking with Seth Rothman, a partner at the law firm Hughes, Hubbard & Reed, and talking about your other point on the regulatory budget that was imposed by the Trump administration. Does the implementation of the Cures Act require new regulations? But wouldn't it, by definition, then require the repeal of old ones?
It may. I mean, the executive order that calls for one in, two out will probably present greater challenges to the FDA than the hiring freeze will. One of the issues is that the new executive order is not just limited to regulations, but also to guidance documents. And the FDA is an agency that regularly issues guidance documents to clarify the regulation.
So it can't really withdraw those until there's something to replace them. But if it's a one-to-one replacement, then it doesn't meet the budget requirement of two-for-one.
Right. Well, they're going to have to go through what they have and figure out ways to enact these new regs and issue these new guidances while being compliant with that executive order. And that's going to be a challenge for the agency. In fact, there's sections of the Act that call for the issuance of guidance documents. They're going to have to do that.
And how big are these guidance documents, and is there any sense of how big they are in totality?
Well, in terms of numbers, just to give you an example, between November of last year and February of this year, the FDA issued 42 new guidance documents. These are non-binding documents. They don't have the force of law, but they do provide a very important, they're very important to industry, for industry to understand where the FDA is coming out on the regs, how the FDA is going to interpret the regs, and what the FDA is going to expect from the sponsors of new medicines and the manufacturers of medical devices.
So this is an enormous reading and house cleaning job they've got to do.
It's a lot of work.
And that, I guess that gets us back to the people situation.
Yes.
Because
they're going to need a lot of people, and they're going to have to do a lot of work. And one of the things that was holding the FDA up on implementing the act was they were waiting for a new commissioner. You know, these types of implementations really start at the top. The commissioner, you know, is the one that's going to set the priorities for the agency as it moves forward and implements various aspects of the act. So we now have Dr. Gottlieb appointed and confirmed, and he's going to take charge of that process.
Do you have an estimate or when you think this thing might be gearing up? It sounds like until he gets his team in place and they in turn go about implementing the exceptions they might have to hiring, it could be months.
Well, they've just this month began the process. They issued a new guidance document on medical devices that was required under the Act, and they're now going to be moving forward. How long it's actually going to take is anybody's guess at this point.
Seth Rothman is a partner at the law firm Hughes, Hubbard & Reed. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll post a link to his article and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.